Well, that's wonderful. So now, I believe you've already qualified or pre-qualified for the Sochi Games. Is that right?
I have, yes. So I pre-qualified. I don't read the criteria too closely, but my understanding is, yeah, pre-qualified to be nominated, and that's all pretty safe. But, you know, for my own personal standards as well, I'm a performer. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the best shape of my life. I want to, you know, there are certain benchmarks that I want to reach on the way to February to prepare really well. And that's what the national team is looking for as well. We're going to need to show that that's still, that I'm still the best choice for the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So we will see you, when do you expect, will you, do any domestic racing, prior to the start of the season, Chandra?
I'm not sure. We might have to get back on the line here in September.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Let's make a date.
Really? I would love that. That would be great, yeah. You'll have to figure it out as I go there for the fall of what exactly is needed. And that's the beauty of being one person. It's quite simple to adjust.
Yeah, but you, I guess the first series of World Cups this year is going to be the Ruka Triple in Kusumo. So I guess you would plan to be there in any event.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dasha and Perry are looking at a bit of a different schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to keep looking at it and what the different possibilities are. Certainly, I like to get as much racing in as I can. That just, there's nothing like it for getting fit and ready. So getting the right amount of racing, which for me is quite a bit, ideally. So we'll see what kind of schedule I can get together.
Oh, that's great. So how are things in Canmore? Always a great place to go, a town that is just, that lives and breathes the outdoors and fitness and cross-country skiing. And, you know, it was the first time I had been back there for many years, and it was just wonderful to be back there. The town certainly has grown since 1988 in Calgary.
Right, and great to have you back.
Thank you.
To see that, what an update. So the Alberta government, the provincial government, poured so much money into that big upgrade in 2005 to get the Nordic Center where it is now, which really looks like the best in the world to me. I mean, the snowmaking, the trails, everything is just so top-notch, all the facilities there. So things are quite well in Canmore.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Ever have. Yeah.
Do you spend much time, of course, we haven't talked for a while, but do you spend much time reflecting on 2006 and the Olympic gold medal?
Well, I end up reflecting on it enough to do public speaking, right? Which is a great, great opportunity to do something that I care most about in the world, which is empowerment and connection. I just feel that's really what I'm here to do. I really love inspirational speaking, and everything I get to do with Fast and Female,
mm-hmm.
and everything something in these 14 years of ski training must be preparing me for something other than being a top-notch roller skier in all kinds of pavement. But I really enjoy looking at that memory and those stories and how they can inspire people and maybe take some strength from it. I got so much out of getting to know Becky and Sarah, watching their stories, everything that they did was so huge. And then things are starting to really move well with Fast and Female. It's just grown so much. And there are these girls looking up to our generation right now. So I'm just kind of on a continuum of where things are going for women in sport. And, yeah, everything I accomplished in 06 helped me so much with platform for that message.
Indeed.
But another message that's come out of it is, why am I still doing this? It must be because it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I still be doing this 8 years later? Because it's such a rewarding way to live, because it's fun to chase goals, because it's all about growth.
Yeah, well, very well said. I couldn't agree more. So I want to ask you a little bit about Keegan and the U.S. girls, because I know you spend quite a bit of time with them. You know, it's been interesting for me to follow, and when I've talked to the coaches or Keegan herself or Liz Steven, as we did a few weeks ago on this program, we talked about the fun that they seem to have created and how it just seems so real. What's your take on that chemistry? And before I get to you, let me say I heard recently that a French coach came over and videotaped them and wanted to see what was the secret to their success and all that. But what's your take on that special chemistry?
Oh, so amazing. So incredible and fun to be a part of and be around and observing, and like we're having these discussions right now. What is going on there? And it's working so well. And having seen it evolve over the whole, since 2010, pretty much, this group. And the thing that strikes me is that everyone gets to be their individual full self. I think that system has been built really well, and that you can work with your coach at home, and the national team is going to cooperate with your coaches at home, bring everyone together in camps, but still, really, the individual gets to bring their full individualized self to the team, be seen as they are, be welcomed as they are, be accepted as they are. And it's less so that you all have to be one thing, or you all have to live in one place, you all have to do one program. So that kind of flexibility and lack of ego, I think, is what brings it all together. The leadership that they have with Whitcomb and Grover makes a big difference. And then you get your top athlete being someone like Keegan, who genuinely wants everyone to do well. She just absolutely loves to see them do well, and she cares a lot about all of us. So I think those leadership pieces are great. And then all the individuals, as they come into the system, they buy into it, and they work through the different things, and they're constantly, constantly working on it. I mean, there's a lot of vigilance there, and problem solving all the time.
Yeah, and it's sort of a no-brainer to say it, but I mean, this is a tough, challenging sport that brings people to their knees, especially at the elite level. And it does strike me that the journey has to be enjoyed. And it's the reason, you know, for living, really, to have this be fun and not totally angst-filled.
Oh, that's great. I totally agree, Peter. And I'm training with Amanda Amar, who is the 2006 Olympian. She went as a 19-year-old. And the reason I'm doing this training program I'm doing, Amanda sums it up so well. She says, we have the best job in the world. We should be able to enjoy it and not be so stressed out. And it's so true. I mean, go run around outside and enjoy the gift of this pursuit, right? Yeah. Have fun.
Absolutely. Well, listen, our time draws short here now, but I want to thank you so much for being on the program, and with the caveat that let's invite you back sometime in the fall to tell us more and bring us an update.
Love it. Anytime. And thanks for all your enthusiasm and insights and the way you do the interview in an encouraging way. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Thank you so much, and all the best to you.